Ada Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Bala. Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupada Parabhamcha Prabhajakacharya Satata Sata Shishi Mari Vangre Santa Swami Shiva Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Shiva Prabhupada Ki Premsa Goshi Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapura Navadvip Dham Ki Konga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nikantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi Hare Krishna, all glories assemble the bodhis. All glories assemble the bodhis. All glories assemble the bodhis. All glories, Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Reading from Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 20. Swayam Atma Atma Gaut Vatsan. Pratyavaryatma Vatsapai. Griddhan Atma Viharaischa. Zarabhatma Pravishad Vrajam. Svayam Atma Atma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapai. Kridanatma Viharaischa. Sarvatma Pavishadvajam. Svayam Atma Atma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapai. Gridanatma Viharaischa. Zarvatma Pravishadvajam. Zayanatma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapai. Kridanatma Viharaischa. Zaravatma Pravishadvajam. Svayamatma Atma Govatsan. Vashivaryatma Vatsapai. Viratma Vatsapai. Viratma Pravishadvajam. Ladies, anyone chant? Svayamatmatmagovatsan. Vrittivaryatmavatsapai. Vidanatma viharaischa. Zaravatma pravishatvam. Svayam Atma Atma Govatsan. Vrittivaryatma Vatsapai. Vidanatma Viharaischa. Sarvatma Parivarshanam. Word for word. Svayam Atma. Krishna, who is personally the Supreme Soul,
the Super Soul,
Atma Govatsan,
now expanded into calves that were also He Himself.
Prativarya Atma Vatsapai. Again, He Himself was represented as the cowherd boys controlling and commanding the calves. Gridan, thus Himself constituting everything in these transcendental pastimes. Atma Viharaicha. Enjoying Himself by Himself in different ways. Sarva Atma. The Super Soul, Krishna. Pravishat. Entered. Rajam. Rajabhumi. The land of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now expanding Himself so as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appear as their leader, Krishna entered Rajabhumi, the land of His father, Nanda Maharaj, just as He usually did while enjoying their company. Please repeat. Now expanding Himself so to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys. All of them as they were. And at the same time appear as their leader. Krishna entered Rajabhumi, the land of His father Nanda Maharaj.
just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Purport. Krishna usually stayed in the forest and pasturing ground, taking care of the calves and cows with his associates, the cowherd boys. Now that the original group had been taken away by Brahma, Krishna himself assumed the forms of every member of the group without anyone's knowledge, even the knowledge of Baladev, and continued the usual program. He was ordering his friends to do this and that, and he was controlling the calves and going into the forest to search for them when they went astray, allured by new grass. But these calves and boys were he himself. This was Krishna's inconceivable potency. As explained by Srila Jiva Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Asmat. Radha and Krishna are the same. Krishna, by expanding his pleasure potency, becomes Radharani. The same pleasure potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, was expanded by Krishna when he himself became all the calves and boys and enjoyed transcendental bliss in Vrajabhumi. This was done by the Yoga Maya potency and was inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. Om Jnana Timaranda Shaganachana Shakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaparkamala Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Bitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishikam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwere Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripye Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Kipa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So in this chapter and this verse specifically are like a thousand-petaled lotus where petal after petal many things are revealed. Some things are clear and obvious to us and some things require additional questions and inquiry and investigation. So we should already be asking many questions in what we have already read today and in days previous and many more in the days future on the additional verses. So let me start here and ask if anyone already has questions in their mind. Mother Sri Devi, you have any questions? Okay. Radhasaki, you have any question? Not yet. Anyone else have any question? We're reading about these incredible pastimes. And one question can come is that here, Lord Brahma is the first devotee, Swayambhu, born from the lotus flower. So why did he do this? Why did he steal Krishna's cows and calves? He's a devotee. Why would he do such a thing? It would obviously appear to be offensive. The next question is, Krishna is Sarvagya, he knows everything. Why didn't Krishna stop this? Why did he allow this to go? These cowherd boys, they're Krishna for them is so dear to them. They cannot live without him. We just heard in the Agasura pastime how the cowherd boys, their only fear, their only lament was that entering the mouth of Krishna, they may not be able to see Krishna. Their vision of Krishna may be blocked for even a moment. They weren't afraid of death. They weren't afraid of Agasura. They were afraid they would not be able to see Krishna. So these boys, for them, Krishna was so dear. And Krishna, he felt equal reciprocation. The boys were extremely dear to him. Every day he would take them into the pasturing grounds and exchange so many wonderful pastimes with them. So how could Krishna tolerate that they would disappear? And for 1 year? And could Lord Brahma actually take these boys away? Is that possible? Someone so dear? And more questions can come. Why did Krishna enact this pastime? What were his purposes? How many purposes did he have? What was his intention? Everything he does is simply for his enjoyment and exchange of transcendental rasas. What were those exchanges he was envisioning? And so many additional questions that will come up in future verses about the mothers and the cows and their exchanges with Krishna, who has now taken the position of their sons and their calves. And what were those exchanges, and how did this happen, and why did Krishna do this? And more questions. How is it that Balaram didn't know this? What is Krishna's supreme position that allowed him to even cover Balaram? Balaram, he's the supreme personality of God. He's practically identical to Krishna, Prabhupada said, except his color is white. Yet he didn't know. For 1 whole year, practically, he didn't know. And more questions we can ask as we go deeper and deeper into this. So, like it is a many-petaled lotus, thousand-petaled lotus, as you open it, more and more questions, deeper and deeper we go into this pastime. Here, Krishna's expanding himself as the calves and the cowherd boys. So it's Krishna playing with himself. And yet they were so perfect, their own mothers couldn't tell. Their personalities, every detail of their features, their knowledge of their whole life and everything was perfectly, exactly copied, completely duplicated. So nothing was missed. So what is this nature of Krishna's expansion? And here, this reference here is to Radharani and how she is the expansion of Krishna's, for his pleasure, pastimes. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 81, Srila Prabhupada explains to this verse here that says, text 81 says, where it's describing the Vraja Gopis and Radharani. He said, he's talking about the Gopis, among them are various groups of consorts in Vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Krishna taste all the sweetness of rasa dance and other pastimes. So Prabhupada in the purport explains how Radha and Krishna Radha is expansion of Krishna and how they are one. As already explained, Radha and Krishna are one in two. So they're two, they're separate, but they are one. They're identical. They are identical. Krishna expands himself into multi-incarnations and plenary portions, like the Purushas. So that we know, he's expanded himself as so many different forms of Vishnu, Narayan, and Balaram, and then the Purusha incarnations, and so many more. Similarly, Radharani expands herself in multi forms as goddesses of fortune. the queens and damsels of Raja. Such expansions from Srimati Radharani are all her plenary portions. All these womanly forms of Krishna are expansions corresponding to his plenary expansions of Vishnu form. These expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. There is no difference between the original form and the reflected form. The female reflections of Krishna's pleasure potency are as good as Krishna himself. So Prabhupada is saying here that Radharani and all her expansions are as good as Krishna. They are one and the same. But they are different for expansions of pastimes. So further on, Prabhupada says, as expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition, these damsels of Raja, the gopis, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of the Lord under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. In the transcendental realm, enjoyment is fully relished in variety. That we know. That when one is enjoying, the more there's variety, the increased enjoyment, especially for Lord Krishna, who is the Rasaraj, the king of all enjoying rasas. The exuberance of transcendental mellows is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are known as gopis or sakis. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna, and therefore these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. So there's so many gopis and expansions from the gopis because it expands Krishna's pleasure. So same way in this verse we're hearing about how he expands as the gopas and the calves. Because they are expanding Krishna's pleasure. So these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Lord Krishna taste the rasa dance and other similar activities. Srimati Radharani, being the central petal of the rasa lila flower, is known by the names found in the following verses, and they give so many additional descriptions of names of Radharani. So here, this is a connection Srila Prabhupada has given us about how these cowherd boys and calves were expansions, just as the gopis and Srimati Radharani were expansions of Krishna. Krishna no longer is with his cowherd boys, but it's actually himself. He's taken these positions, and he continues his pastimes for his own pleasure. And did it in such a secret and confidential way that no one knew. No one knew what was going on. No one understood what Krishna had done, even Balaram. Krishna's most intimate and direct expansion, he had no idea what was going on. Then finally, he observes, oh, there's increased affection between all the cowherd women with their sons and the cowherd men and their sons. This is peculiar. This is unusual. It's increasing more and more. In fact, they seem to have the same affection as they have for Krishna, for their own sons. And similarly with the calves. They see that they have new calves after 1 year. But they're more affectionate towards these calves that were taken away. The duplicates or whatever of the calves that were taken away. They have even more affection for those calves. So he finally said, well, something's going on. Because he is also the personality of God. And he could inquire. But then he had to ask Krishna, what is this? What happened? I don't understand. So there's so many additional questions. Why did this happen like this? You know, we have many points here as to why and how this happened. In particular, Here, Krishna continued on, life as usual, enjoying the same pastimes with himself, because all these calves and coward boys were all himself. So now, it was Krishna with Krishna. Very esoteric and unusual, but actually Krishna expands. So, it was very remarkable, very wonderful, but the... why did this happen? Krishna wanted to have relationships with all these cowherd ladies who saw the exchange that Mother Yashoda could have with her son. So they desired to have such an exchange. But it was impossible because Krishna was Yashoda's son. So Krishna, he makes the impossible possible. So it was impossible they could all have Krishna as the son, but he did it. He became all their sons. And he makes the possible impossible. To understand this, the ordinary people, it's impossible. They cannot understand how Krishna is doing this. They cannot understand what's going on here. It becomes closed, and they have no key to enter into this mystery of Krishna's pastimes. So, as Krishna exchanged this rasa, Srila Jiva Goswami explains even further that the cowherd ladies that were Krishna's mother, there, as Krishna actually became their sons, their affection for their sons grew and grew more and more, till they expand their intensity of love was twice as much as what Mother Yashoda experienced. Now this, to me, seems incredible. How Mother Yashoda is the epitome of parental ras. There is no one who has more affection for Krishna, yet these cowherd women could have twice as much affection as she did. And this is all, how does this happen? Because Krishna is doing what? What is Krishna doing here? Anybody, you have any question? Idea? It's having fun, but be more specific.
Reciprocation?
Reciprocation of what?
Of love.
Of love. Yes. Reciprocation of love. Vishnubhat Chakrabarti Thakur explains that this is the one thing. And how could Krishna even forget what was going on with Brahma stealing? Because he was so absorbed in being with his friends that he paid no attention that Lord Brahma was stealing the calves. He was being controlled. The supreme controller of everything was being controlled by this exchange of love with the cowherd boys. And then what did Krishna do? As a dramatic actor, he played all the parts in the play simultaneously. Sometimes they make a play like that where there's only one actor and he does one part, then he switches over and does another part. But here, Krishna did them so perfectly simultaneously that nobody could understand what was going on. Nobody understood that each one was Krishna. Even when Lord Brahma came later, he couldn't understand until Krishna revealed it. So nobody could really penetrate the depth of this pastime. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he makes some commentary on this section in his Gopal Champu. He talks here about how, I'll just read it here. Eager to protect the calves, Krishna with great care distributed food to his friends. The forest then took on new beauty. When all the boys of attractive young age surrounded him, Krishna faced each one and played like an astonishing dancer who moves about gracefully. with his flute tucked in his waistcloth and his stick and horn under his arms, he placed some soft food in his left hand, and he made his friends laugh by placing various preparations between his fingers. While the boys were absorbed in bliss, the calves left the bank and came to a covered place with lots of grass. When the calves disappeared, the boys lost their bliss in eating. Comforting the boys, Krishna took his horn and stick and looked for the calves in all the inaccessible, unclear paths in the hills, which were spread with a dense forest. Returning and feeling very disturbed at not seeing his friends, he searched with fear for both the calves and the cow and the boys, and he wondered, what has happened? Krishna then says, oh, the boys are dearer to their mothers than their own life heirs. They were sitting here as coward boys with the calves. They are dearer to me than my life. Where have these boys gone for whom I entered the stomach of the poisonous Agha? Though Krishna is the reservoir of all good qualities, is it not astonishing that he became so inattentive? So Jiva Goswami poses that question. How did Krishna become inattentive that he could allow his calves and coward boys to be stolen? Depending on a particular pastime of joy, he knew what to do, but appeared not to know. Immediately he did the needful. Quote, I remember, this is Brahma's action. Being so absorbed and friends gathered around me, I have lost awareness. Thus, I cannot find them. Now, this is very remarkable. We should consider this. Brahma has not done this with bad intentions. Acting for the benefit of Vraja, he has fixed prema for me. He has done this in order to see my special powers. He has placed them all in another place by his illusory powers. Bringing me to the forest and then to the riverbank, he has hidden the boys and calves. His intelligence is not offensive. He knows that I, though sleeping, am continually awake with my intelligence and strength. I will show my skills to him. Yoga Maya, knowing the intentions of the devatas, will assist me. If I take her assistance, I can take the forms of all these boys and calves, and among my well-wishers, none are equal to these boys. By this, the inhabitants of Vraja and Brahma can attain sweet bliss. He began thinking of the grief of the boys. Oh, how will they survive without me? How will I survive without them? Lamenting and thinking, he then became the forms of all the boys and calves with their qualities. Solving the problem in this way, taking the forms of all the boys and calves, he played with those boys as on other days, and then entered each house, offering respects to the many mothers. So here we can see that actually Lord Brahma was not offensive, according to Krishna's observation. He was just facilitating a further expansion of his desire for Krishna prema. He wanted to see Krishna manifest his full powers. Here he was sitting as an ordinary coward boy, but now what will he do when I take them all away? Will he allow me to take them? And if I take them, will he come and bring them back? So he was wondering what Krishna will do to adjust this situation. So it all was very remarkable, intimate activities. And then we'll read in upcoming verses about the mothers and how they exchange so much love with Krishna. And how Krishna, he is the supreme controller, but he is controlled by love. The love of the cowherd ladies, the love of the cows, they actually control him. So Krishna wanted this exchange, to enter into this exchange with them and enjoy pastimes with them of love and increase their love more and more, step by step, day by day. Krishna wanted to accomplish all these things, which he did with a single pastime, which expanded day by day. So these are some of the questions. and some of the answers that we can be expecting in upcoming days and today. Why don't we stop here for a moment and see if anyone has any questions or further comments on this whole section. Pushkar Prabhu, did you have something?
You answered so much.
But there's much more to answer. Much more. Yes, Bhaktivan.
I see it in this. It's one of my favorite stories in Krishna book. And the thing that you're talking about is it seems like it's a trickster that updoes one other trickster. Because Brahma does the trick and Krishna does the greater trick. But that's just a nice small realization. And I'm looking for the part, I think I'm going to go home and read it again, and bear with me because I'm still new in all of this, is I like the part, though, when Brahma realized what he's done. And then he just comes as, basically, to me, he crawls. And he just crawls back. And it's like, oh, God, what have I done? You know, and he gives all the prayers and everything, which I haven't read in a while. But it's just, it's amazing that these supreme beings, like Brahma, would all of a sudden act like a child and say, oh, God, look what I've done. I'm so sorry, you know.
Yes. And I believe it was Srila Jiva Goswami commented that when Lord Brahma actually approached Krishna and offered obeisances, how many heads does he have? Anyone know? Four. He wanted to pay obeisances with all four heads, but it wasn't possible because they don't work like that. So only one would touch the ground. And he said, but he was in bliss because with the other three, he could observe Krishna while he was paying obeisances. So he had that special facility. Prabhu, you had a question? No, you.
I was thinking, you mentioned that Krishna is controlled by love. Does he also control by love?
No. Love controls him. He expands to experience that love. He expands at all these coward boys and coward girls and all these calves and cows. But then there, that exchange of love controls him. And this is something that's really amazing. Although we're tiny, tiny, insignificant, 1/10,000th tip of a hair, jivas, we have the ability to experience unlimited love for Krishna.
Well, I was asking, does he also, when he control, he's known as the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna.
Yes.
So does he also control everything by love also?
Well, there's interesting that you mention that, because there's a commentary, an upcoming verse by Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur. He says, why did the mothers love Krishna? Love for Krishna increase more, even more? Because Krishna is Amsi, or the original possessor of all power and beauty, and his expansions as coward boys are Amsa in relation to his beauty or other qualities. Therefore, the sentence could read as follows. As much as they had love for Krishna previously, their love for their sons increased to that degree. But their love for Krishna personally increased even more. As the sentence should read, as much as they love for their sons increased, so their love for Krishna increased more and more. In this interpretation, the word for Krishna does not need repetition. So this is part of it, that Krishna is exchanging love. And in a previous verse, it explains that though Krishna is the supreme independent controller, and everyone from Brahma to even his personal expansions is dependent on him, he is dependent on prema and controlled by prema. Prema is not dependent on him. Krishna cannot control or restrict prema. Does that answer your question?
Almost. He cannot restrict prema.
He cannot. He cannot restrict prema.
It's like the one thing that's beyond his control.
Yes, definitely. Let's see. It goes on a little further. It said, Sridhar Swami says, this irregularity is difficult to prevent in Krishna. Such uncontrollable prema was in the hearts of the mothers towards Krishna in the form of their sons. Thus Krishna, in the form of their sons, forgot his powers as God. Since he assumed the role of their sons, he remained dependent on them, like a commander next to the king. One should not say that such dependence on love is a fault. Rather, it is Krishna's ornament. As living entities' dependence on Maya is a cause of sorrow, so Krishna's dependence on prema is a cause of ever-increasing bliss. This is the realization of great devotees. Yes?
So it seems like that prema causes forgetfulness of everything other than prema itself.
Yes, it's very intense for Krishna. It's all-encompassing experience. He completely absorbs himself in that. Yes, Prabhu.
I really appreciated the class, how so many factors are playing into this lila. And one of the main ingredients, and I think this is right along with the point that you're making, is that the desire of Krishna's devotees is actually one of the main ingredients in this pastime. The desire of the mothers to have Krishna as their son, the desire of the mother cows to have Krishna as their calves, and also the desires of the young gopis to marry Krishna, because also when Krishna expanded as all these coward boys, then Bhrigu Muni or Bhagwati Rishi, he said that, oh, this year is the most auspicious time. You should get all of your daughters married, you know, betrothed to all of these coward boys. And all those coward boys were Krishna himself, just expanded like that.
Yeah.
So even in this pastime we see how the desire of Krishna's devotees is the main ingredient for causing everything to happen, this whole pastime, because of Krishna's desires. Also, in the beginning of the chapter, I think, or at the end of the previous chapter, Brahma saw how the soul of Agasura was hovering in the sky, waiting for Krishna to exit, then entered Krishna's feet, then he became astonished.
Yes.
And so, like Jiva Goswami is saying here, he doesn't have any offensive mentality. He wants to see more of Krishna's beautiful, powerful pastimes.
Yeah.
But I think also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that he did have some fault. And his fault was that although his desire was pure to see Krishna's pastimes, the method that he took was not proper. He tried by his own intelligence to arrange something to see Krishna act in a certain way.
Yes.
That the proper method would be to approach Krishna or to approach his associates and ask or request that Krishna display something.
Yes, yes, he tried to test Krishna. And that is not the right mood. Better that one approach Krishna and ask him, you know, like you say, directly. There was also another interesting statement. See if I can find it here. When Lord Krishna had killed Agasura, and Agasura went into the sky and then came into Krishna's body, Krishna actually spoke to him. He said, "O demon Aga, as darkness disappears with the contact of light, you have suddenly been destroyed by contact with me. You knew this, so what fault do I have?" So in other words, you knew what was going to happen. Why? It's not my fault. "You swallowed unlimited calves and coward boys, and not being satisfied, you desired to swallow me as well. I came into your heart to satisfy you, but because of being restricted, your life heirs desired to come out. Though I did not agree, those heirs burst out of your head. What can I do?" So he's kind of saying, you know, you desired to have me there inside in your heart, and that caused, you know, your life heirs to leave. It's not my fault that you died. You know, it was because of your desire. Very interesting. Yes, Mother Koti Chandra.
Can you explain How the gopis can have twice love than Mother Yasoda for Krishna?
Which kind of love?
The love that the gopis, the mothers.
The mothers.
The mothers have.
How they can have such love for Krishna?
Yeah, why can, you know, have experiment twice love than Mother Yasoda?
Not sure I understand.
You said at the beginning that the mothers of the coward boys, they were experimenting twice the
Yes, they experienced twice as much love. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is actually a comment by Srila Jiva Goswami. He says, further on, we didn't read that part. The mothers became even more attracted to their sons. Whatever love Yashoda had for Krishna previously, became double in those mothers in relation to their sons. They thought, he is the friend of Krishna. The affection for their sons continued perfectly as before. So Srila Jiva Goswami is saying that their affection was twice as much as what Mother Yashoda experienced because of the intensity. And we can perhaps project that because it was something they weren't expected or allowed to experience, having Krishna as their son, so that intensified the feeling. And then when they actually experienced, it grew even more. Any other question?
This is just a comment that I heard this in a class, that you asked why did Balaram get confused and he didn't know what was going on, because usually Balaram goes out with the cowherd boys and calves when Krishna goes out. So why wasn't Balaram taken? Why did he not know what had happened? And I heard a class in which that this pastime actually takes place on Balaram's appearance day.
Mm.
And that Balaram was home at the time, because his mother and father wanted to have the celebration, like an Abhishek and everything. So he stayed behind on that day that this pastime took place. So he didn't know what had happened. So,
yes, he didn't know what happened, but at the same time, he couldn't recognize that these cowherd boys and calves were directly expansions of Krishna. Even though he is, you know, himself, the Supreme Personality, he couldn't recognize it until Krishna allowed him to recognize it. And it took him practically 1 year. So that's the part that, you know, how he could be covered.
Yes, I was still trying to understand that, the question with the twice as much as Mother Yasoda. So I think after you read it, I was thinking it's because their sons expressed so much love for Krishna, and they were enjoying how their sons were also serving Krishna so lovingly, that was one of the kinds of love, and the other one's because Krishna was their son. So it's twice as much, because like when you're when you have children and they perform devotional service, you have such happiness. You know, you say, oh, they're becoming such a nice devotee. Look how they're serving Krishna so nicely. So that was the one, is because their son was serving Krishna so lovingly, even though he was Krishna. That was the other one. Is that right? Because I wasn't clear if
I
read it.
I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer your comment on Jiva Goswami's comments.
But that's what it seemed like what you said, is also because their sons were devotees of Krishna. They were serving
Krishna. They were serving, the coward friends of Krishna. So, and they were their sons, you know, the lady's sons. So that gave them great happiness as well. So it was a combination of everything. No, we
but
can't.
There's no limit, so we should just accept.
Yes. So in the same way as there's no limit on what they can experience, there's no limit on what we can experience. And when we have that pure love for Krishna, It can continue to expand day by day by day, eternally. And this is the great wonder and attraction. Yes.
On that same point, this discussion is in front of the deities because they're enjoying this.
Mm. Oh, very good. All right, we can conclude here. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.